I have a question about the battery. When we have the cold fusion battery or whatever we're calling it in our homes, do we still need cords or plugs? Can you just move whatever you want to operate near it?
No, you have a plug.
We still have to have these cords all over the place.
No, you don't. You won't have to. You just have to change your transistor. Everything is already moving to the DC side anyhow. So you'll have modulators that will allow you energy areas. So it'll convert. You'll have a converter that you won't have to have cords with. Some people like the connection. They can't be on the grid. They must be on the grid, and they can't be on the grid, so it gives them a way to be on it. So if you need a rotary dial on your telephone, you can still get that. It's just not as common.
And are we supposed to be collecting our fingernails?
No, we're just going to use Bob's.
Okay, good. Because I file mine. I don't really have nails to collect.
Then you can save the dust. That's even better. Right.
And what about toenails? Are they of any value?
They are. They're the same.
Yeah, my husband found my little jar of nails and was wondering.
Wondering what?
Why. He was wondering why I had one more weird thing.
He didn't know about the iron reason.
No, and I told him to get on the phone and ask, and he wouldn't.
That's good, yeah. Then don't answer his questions. Tell him to find out on his own.
No, he's wonderful.
Well, he didn't believe you either, so it's all good.
He didn't believe Wendy.
That's right, he didn't.
Yeah, he thought it was just craziness. So we should continue to collect them, and I'll just collect my dust. In what way will we apply them when we have this battery? Like, are we putting it in?
Not a battery. Not a battery. You'll put it down Wilson's throat hole.
Well, I am more specific.
So we're calling it Wilson?
Is that the volleyball?
Okay, you can. Yeah, that's right. Very good.
Like on the
Castaways.
Online. Yes.
But really, Ion, what are we going to do with our nails?
Put them down Wilson's throat hole.
That doesn't answer you, does it? You don't know what Wilson's throat hole is, and he's telling you to do that. Why don't you give a straight answer, Ion?
That is the correct answer.
Will we know what that means when the time comes?
No. Bob does now.
No, I don't even know what he's talking about. I don't know.
Are you referring to Wilson's throat hole? Is Wilson the volleyball we're all thinking of? From the movie, Tom Hanks movie?
I don't know.
So we're going to stuff a volleyball with all of our fingernail dust?
Just one at a time.
One volleyball at a time.
Bob, you know the patent. You know that the volleyball's involved.
I do. What about it?
So it's right.
Well, what time? He's telling people to gather up a volleyball.
No, he's telling them to gather their nails, and whether it's metaphorical or it's going to be practical, the bottom line is there is a volleyball, soccer ball in the apparatus.
Yeah.
A sphere.
So done.
So what's he telling them?
Just to collect their nails, because it's part of what's happening, whether it's practical or metaphorical, it is what is happening.
So the fingernails will be put down the hole of the volleyball.
Yes.
The Wilson hole.
Yes.
Here's the inappropriateness. They ask what to do with it, and he tells them to put it in the volleyball hole. They don't have access to the volleyball hole. They can't do that.
Whether it's practical or metaphorical, it's correct.
No, not the way he's addressing. He's just confusing people. He should say, just send them to us, and we'll put the clippings in the hole.
Who? Fuck that. Who the hell wants to do that? Send it to us. Yeah, that's
see,
the thing to do.
That.
That's the most ridiculous thing
there
ever.
Nobody
no,
can do anything with the needle. That
put them in a big envelope.
Nobody can do anything with the needle.
Whether it's practical or
Put them in an envelope and mail them to Bob. Let Bob take care of them. That's the thing.
Yeah. The point is they have to send them somewhere. They don't put them down the hole of a volleyball. They don't have access to that.
So
okay, I tried to explain.
What do you mean? I'm explaining what's important.
We currently don't have access, but we will.
You'll have the box, but you won't have access to the making of the box. The fingernails go into the apparatus.
So you're saying there's going to be one main one? We all won't have our own?
You'll have your own box.
But it's not going to have a volleyball. It's not going to have a Wilson.
No, the inside, but you're not going to have access to it.
No, but Wilson is representative of an imaginary friend. So it could be, we could get it.
Look, you're not going to do the nails to anything in the machine. You're going to send them someplace who has access to the machine and the
machine. You don't know that, Bob.
I know that.
You don't know it either. I do so.
No, you don't.
What about if there's a side chute where we can put our nails in?
No, that's not going to happen.
That's why we said you put them down through Wilson's throat hole. Yes.
You don't pay attention enough to know whether that's true or not, Bob.
You're not even participating. You show up right now. We've been on here for 12, 15, 18 hours, and you come on.
that's your problem.
Is he bragging or complaining?
Yeah. The brie. Get your brie and pickle.
Bob, that's how RNA drops become the standard of exchange,
will not have access to a little tunnel to throw their fucking nail clippings
down. But then my fingernails become valuable in my own community.
You'll break it.
Yes, you will.
Bob, are you going to need our fingernails then?
This makes more sense, Carolyn.
The factory will require them.
That's very cool. It's very cool.
Should I stockpile nails so that we can sell them to the factory?
Yeah.
No, just put them in the box and save them till when they're required. There's no need to even think about it. We got told that ages ago. We do it if we want to. If we don't want to, we don't do it.
I asked my nail girl to save my clippings, and she stopped dead in her tracks with the clippers in midair. And she said, she gave me a look from hell, and she said, "What for?" I said, "Oh, it's about cold fusion." She said, "I just can't even go there." And she threw them in the trash.
I can't even go there. And then you're to point out how stupid she is and how shocked you are that you've raised a kid who's so narrow-minded. Start fucking insulting your kids.
That's not my kid. That's my nail girl.
Insult them, too.
Yes, the nail tech.
Yes, that's why Bob is the host of the show. That's right. He's on point today.
Yes, we run a tight ship here.
Tight ass.
Fast and bulbous and tight and tapered. We do both.
Hey, I took all the product off of my nails. I would get gel or this or that stuff that you get for, like, since the mid-90s, I realized. And I can't believe how healthy my cuticles are. And literally, like you said, Ion, I could screw in a screw with my pinky nails. They've never been this strong. The cuticles look like they're manicured. It's amazing.
And your nails grow fast, but they don't build up. It doesn't pull the cuticle away. So you don't have runaway cuticle. It's the balance in the palm of your hand now, baby. It's a yes.
Yeah.
It's a no, no, maybe. Your body is starting to do those things that it does, and you're surprised. Yay.
Yeah, well, it's fun to notice that.
It is fun, and it is strong, and that's why these changed nails, you'll start to notice the difference in them.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be long until you'll clip your nails, and you'll put them in the little jar, and they'll continue to grow.
Oh, interesting. Well, I'm not putting product back on. I want to get my nail clippings, and, I mean, why would you when they're this beautiful?
Ta-da. Now, you can get those the three-part buffers. They can buff your natural nail and get a high-toned gloss, and it looks like you have them dipped in the vat of product when they're not. It's their natural nail. They'll hone up even better than you could ever imagine or could ever apply a shellac or a coat.
Oh, well, I could buy one of those and do it myself, right? Three-part,
yeah.
But,
of course, yeah, it's just like a nail file with two, one
mm-hmm.
long side, the file, and then
right.
two hats that hones and then polishes.
I've started using that, and it is wonderful. I just didn't know if it was healthy to keep on using it continuously, and now I know.
Oh, yeah, tear it up.
You
don't like to cut them off with a pair of pliers and grow them again. It's no big deal. I mean, you got nail bed, honey, you're replacing that. That's like your dermis. You're constantly making MOA.
And, Ion, the strength of our fingernails, can we relate the strength of our bones? Are our bones getting strong in that same manner?
They're becoming more malleable. They're not becoming stronger. They're becoming more bendable. Like babies' bones will bend. You don't lose it.
That's why you can drop a 15-pound dumbbell on your toe and it doesn't break.
Yes, basically, but we are going to add, Dr. Dean is going to add some new calcium, some special calcium, so you don't go back to a little puddle of jelly.
And because our bones are more malleable, then it allows for us to grow taller.
Yes, taller, and you can regrow limbs, but we promised that a long time ago. See, they say, oh, yes, everybody knows that, but nobody's on the show saying, I grew back a foot. They aren't talking about that. I grew back an arm.
Well, who wants to have the contrast of losing one to find that
right.
out?
Right. Well, that's right. But I had my head semi-detached, and it's grown back. So, hey.
Well, we're hearing that teeth are repairing themselves.
It's a nice, good beginning, yes.
I got a hole in my tooth now, and it's a filling that I've had for 35 years. So I'm just going to leave it alone and observe it correct itself. Does that make sense?
You can, or if it gives you trouble, you can get another filling and let it eat the filling. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Sure.
Don't make a rule about it, because if you make a rule about it, you'll be needing a root canal.
Ion, where did my artesian glass bead with the Murano gold flex go? What happened? Where did it go? It fell on the floor and it...
It's under the dresser.
In the bedroom?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go check right now. I'll be back.
Take your duster because it's got dust bunnies under there. Sorry.
I finished the whole series of Lost, and I know it came out a while back, but watching it in at the same time period as these planes are going missing has been very interesting. Are there any specific points or events in Lost that...
When Jack got back to the island, and that's when they started really stirring up the third time, when they really got him back, they started the smoke monster business. That's when all those comments started really, 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 really happening. Shifting realities is what you call it. And it's the same way here. You'll see.
Sometimes I feel like we are on Lost now.
We put the thriller back in Michael Jackson. Bobby, you should play some of your Yo Gotti.
Is Bob there? Maybe he dropped off.
No, he's doing the dishes.
Oh.
Excellent. Most excellent.
Job talent.
I'm off for my walk. I'll check in half an hour.
Enjoy your stroll. Look for the clovers.
Clovers. No clover here
on the beach.
Look on the clover for clover, you'll see.
Ion, I moved the dresser and looked everywhere, and I don't see the earring.
Look again. Guess where you'll find
it.
The last place you look.
The last place I looked just now?
No, the last place you look is where you'll find it. So go there and look there and you'll find it.
Well, yeah, okay.
The better question might be, what did you do to separate yourself from it?
I don't know. That's what's fascinating, because I heard it drop on the floor in the kitchen just once, and it was gone. What did I do to separate myself from it? It's a pair of earrings. I still have one. The other one disappeared in an instant.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it seemed really metaphorically significant, the week that it happened, because you told me about them. I got them during a time when things are really moving. I got unstuck. And then one disappeared.
So on one hand, everything is great. On the other hand, it's all but stopped.
And it's kind of thrilling. I'm less disappointed by losing it.
Well, you don't see it as lost. You're still looking for it. So it's not lost. You just, it's separated from you. But it was separated from you before it got to you, so it's not an odd thing. You know, you're just enjoying the reconnection of it to you. To you. The same thing is true with albumin and an egg.
Albumin?
The white part of the egg.
When you separate the white from the yolk.
A simple form of protein that is soluble in water and coagulable by heat. Such as that found in egg white, milk, and in particular, blood serum.
Ta-da! Ta-da! Let's do that again. Let's do that again. Ta-da! Mark the hour, mark the hour. 7:07. And I said, ta-da!
Albumin is a part of the whole egg. Oh, crap.
Ta-da! 8:54, I undid it again.
Bobby, yeah, but none of us, you're the only one to dying, Ion. I'm not,
It's okay. You connected the dots, and Bob is having so much fun because he's washing. He's doing what he really likes to do, is washing things. That's all good and well. But now he's not interrupting and saying, no, it's not that. You can't know this. You can't get nothing. You can't do that. You can't do this. This, that, that. This doesn't apply. You don't know. You cliche archetype sucker. You mumbo bicho. You say, no. Then all of a sudden it comes back along and goes, okay, cool.
Albumin is a simple form of protein that's soluble in water and coagulable by heat. So water, I'm thinking now of living water, and coagulable by heat. You do reference a lot about things heating up, and I often take that as metaphorical.
We don't metaphorically take anything. We are literal.
Sometimes blood,
always tactile.
When blood,
you're literal and always tactile.
And always tactile.
Merwin Thompson was a sissy.
Okay, Ion. So when blood coagulates, it stops flowing.
Not necessarily. It can flow coagulated.
It's just gloppy. It's not as liquid.
It would be more coagulated, yeah.
When our body temperature is high, our blood is usually thinner and not coagulated. And like an egg white, our blood can coagulate when our body temperature is high.
You're not trying to coagulate your blood. You made a reference.
Okay, so our blood's changing.
At the point that you said ta-da, Ion, what was that in reference to?
Making the connection between the albumin and the blood serum and submersible or changeable, dilutable by water, and the coagulation from an increased temperature, like cooking an egg white.
It's a simple form of protein.
All of them are.
Well, why does the definition of albumin include the word simple then, if they're all simple.
Well, the sky is often blue, but they don't use blue to describe the sky in a definition.
So what is the significance of albumin with regard to protein and our blood?
It is one. We're making a parallel.
And this had to do with
whether or not satay goes well with pot stickers or not.
No, it had to do with
about
earring.
Finding your earring. About separating, bring your earring back to yourself.
Yeah,
so,
and what I wanted to say was
not
that
good with pot stickers, or it is. That's the question.
It's there and it's not there. And I know it's there and it's not there. Tactility.
Well, you know the albumin is a protein and you know blood is a protein. Okay, good. One is there and one is
there. They're there and they're not there.
Almost there.
So she can look for her earring and it not be there and go back and it can be there.
That'll be the last place she looked, yes. But we told her that already. Now, are you going all the way back to satay and pot stickers or no?
What kind of satay?
There's only one kind of satay, peanut satay.
Peanut satay.
Ling Ling sauce.
That's good, but then you got to have baba ganoush.
So when we have the concept that we're going to remain in these physical bodies forever.
Look how she says forever, like, oh, forever. Yes, that's forever. Doomed. You're doomed. You're doomed to live out all of eternity. You're doomed to live eternally. That's right.
No, I don't mean it in that way.
It sure sounds like you prefer satay with your pot stickers.
Okay, maybe I was referring to it because my body needs some work.
Yum, yum, that's fun.
Yeah.
Go get the 10 blade. Let's get started.
Get the 10 blade?
Yes.
Well, okay. Where would we start?
This 10 blade is the size of a scalpel. You say your body needs some work. Let's cut it up.
What I was asking was, what if we get bored with the same body after 1,000 years or so? Like, we can just change it up.
Change it. What do you not like about your body now?
Well, actually, I love my body when it was 25.
Describe it.
Very slender and firm and
perfectly proportioned. Who wants to sleep with a sack full of bones? Well, you're giggling with who wants to sleep with a sack full of bones.
That may be true, but I enjoyed it.
But just balance it.
Well, more so what I was thinking is like how healthy and vital it was. Like if you went out and had a big fall, I mean, you just jumped up and, you know, you were fine. So that's mostly what I'm getting at. Like, you know, we'll be able to have that vitality in whatever shape or form.
You already do. You just add the time frame of how long or short it takes you to, quote, quote, recover.
Okay.
You're saying okay, but that's what you got now.
Okay, our sense of time frame can change. We can change that.
You'll no longer frame time.
So if I would like to be at some point, not in time, but just wherever I find myself, I'd like to be tall or whatever, maybe a different color or something. That's all by my own determining.
No more or less than it is already.
I'm just trying to figure out how to go about, because I do believe that we are living eternally, and I'm just trying to figure out how to work.
You
with
want
that.
To, and you are, and you believe that, but now you want to. So, okay, we like that. Do that. We'll help.
Good enough for now. I guess I'll find out as we go along.
And everything on your meat that bite that you don't like, just cut it off. No problem.
Or are you saying to change our self-image of what we want? If we want to be 26 again, and that's how we'll
be. We're saying if something bothers you about your body, cut it the fuck off. Cut it off. Plow it off. Tie a rope around it and jerk it off. Tip it, nip it, rip it, snip it, dip it, whatever you got to do to it, do it.
Bob, come unmute people. Ion, can you unmute people?
You can, however, will you?
It's the age-old tranquility of can and may.
Well?
Oh, what's that game? Mother, may I?
No, it's
like
Kitty Carlisle on What's My Line. We think Bob left and he went to be on Jenny's show now. That's great fun.
On the chat, Ion, Terry asks, Ion, did you not say RNA drops would affect the albumin levels in the blood?
Yes, we did.
Will living water assist further in this?
It won't be able to allow it to be repleted.
Repleted.
Yes.
Filled or well supplied with something.
Yay!
So the living water supplies our body.
In fact, the little Oreo man that stands behind the brick wall and he jumps and he says, supplies!
So we're getting everything that we require for these bodies to be eternal, so we just carry on and not concern ourselves about it.
Let's see, how's it go? Carry on, my wayward son. Is that the way the song goes? There'll be peace
when you are done. Lay your weary heads to rest. And don't you cry no more.
And there's Bob. Ta-da. Ta-da. Lay your weary heads to rest.
Okay, do the rest of the lyrics. You're on it.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say, carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Masquerading as a man with reason, my charade is the event of the season. And if I claim to be a wise man, it surely means that I don't know. On a stormy sea of moving emotion, tossed about like I'm a ship on the ocean, I set a course for winds of fortune, but I hear the voices say, carry on, my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more. Carry on, you will always remember. Carry on, nothing equals the splendor. Now your life's no longer empty. Surely heaven waits for you. That's great. Kansas also has dust in the wind, which reminds me of those fingernails, Ion.
So, that's right. But then go to Sam Cooke, Back to God.
Ion, what do you think about Leonard Cohen? He's one of my favorite artists.
Do you prefer him with a satay sauce or without?
I like him with either.
Okay, then eat him up.
Okay, here's the lyrics to Let Us Go Back to God. The earth is in a blaze, the world is in a maze. The way of life today is strange and odd. What happened across the sea may come to you and me. Oh, come, let us go back to God. Go back to God. Oh, come on, let's go back to God. Let us go back. Lots of that.
I know the way. Let's go back to God. Without my Lord, let's go back to God. It's mighty hard. Let's go back to God. Oh, yeah. I know the way. Without my Lord, it's mighty hard. Ion, can you say more about that?
Yeah, you're trying to have a Savior guide you, but without your Lord, it's kind of hard. Without being God, it's hard to know your God. But you're trying to get back to God. You're trying to get you, little man, without your Lord, to get you back to God. That's the rub.
Lord, yeah, and Lord is my own authority. Without
or a derivation thereof, yes.
So I got to be in my power and in my own authority. And if I'm not, it's mighty hard to go back to God.
So far.
Okay, the next stanza. That I know death has walked the path. Yes, death is mild. Uphill we trod. Come on, yes, let us go back. Go back to God. There's trouble in the air. Destruction is everywhere. And men are being tramped beneath the soil. And nations great and small have now begun to fall. Come, let us go back to God. Go back to God.
Poor Piggy, poor Piggy.
Peggy Mellon?
Do. Keep going, keep going, keep going.
To what?
Some more lyrics. Okay, then get a good peanut satay recipe, then, if you want to get back on topic. T.F. Chang has a good one, and Jimmy Wong has a more better one, but it has cilantro in it. Some people say that tastes like soap. By the way, we love Ina Gardner. She's great.
Okay, here's some lyrics. The earth is in a blaze. The world is in a maze. The way of life today is strange and odd. Oh, Lord, what happened across the sea may come to you and me. Oh, come, let us go back to God. Oh, come on, let us go back. Come on, let us go back. I know the way without my Lord is might hard. I know death has brought to pass, but it won't last. Come, let us go back to God. There is love in the air. There is love in the air. Destruction is everywhere. Then men are being tramped, and Jesus' soul, and they shunt, raise, and smoke, have not begun to fall. Come, let us go back to God.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
And Jesus' soul, they shunt, raise, and smoke.
Pot stickers, pot stickers. Michael, get your ass back to the store.
And don't buy the cheap satay sauce. Make your own. This is your show without Bob. How you like it?
Well, I'm refraining from asking personal stuff. Otherwise, I'd have questions.
Oh, yeah, you'd be back in 1 second. You'd be back here. Or if we could start giving you the details of Coldplay, you'd be right there in a second. If we started telling you about how the banks are going to fall and hit with yours are going to fall again, you'd be back in 1 second. If we started talking about how the details of the Axiom Water goes and the details and all those things, if we started on any of that stuff, he'd be on us like a bad habit. Just watch, you see.
Well, Ion, we could talk some more about whatever's going on today that you alluded to, New York City having a bad day. I remember you said there's always the next time, and the next time I think might be sometime in March. So I'm curious about more details today, if we can get away with it. I don't have any idea what Peggy invested in that's giving her such a bad day today.
It's not what she invested in, it's what she has.
It's what she owns, possesses?
Do.
So the value has dropped greatly in what she owns and possesses?
Is it oil?
or is being obfuscated?
Does this have to do with the gas prices?
It has to do with CIS.
What's CIS?
What Russia is known as now.
Specifically Russia.
Two.
Commonwealth
you
and
already,
the
oh,
state.
We told you. That's right. We told y'all to get rid of your gas problem a long time ago, though, didn't we,
mm-hmm.
y'all? Didn't we tell
mm-hmm.
y'all? We said, y'all better get out. You better get it. You better get out. Get out. Get out. You better get out.
Now, Ion, there's a bunch of information on NPR. I've happened across two programs on National Public Radio talking about what a rough position Russia is in now and how constricted they're being because OPEC is leaving the gas prices low. They made a decision to keep them low in order to strangle
Russia.
They didn't
make a decision about anything. They are no longer pegging oil prices to the U.S. dollar. So it's a free fall because the dollar isn't worth anything. The oil isn't worth anything. Ta-da!
And Russia's got it covered with BRICS. BRICS has got it all handled for them. Is that right?
Not so much.
Not so much? So this comes, this comes as a surprise to the alignment of countries that have been working themselves around.
It's no surprise to the companies that now no longer sell products in Russia because the rupee isn't worth a thousandth of a penny anymore.
Yeah, but that still kind of looks like a propped up ruse to me on mainstream media. What's the story behind that story, Ian?
It's for sale, all of it.
Well, so is the United States.
It's already sold. It's already pledged. Russia is not.
So is Russia's pledge to China, too?
No,
Russia
it is not.
China?
It's China. That's why it's in place.
It's who's?
Bob.
No.
Bob is the China doll on the mantle.
The little man sitting on the mantle. He's looking out and watching everybody.
A keyhole estate.
Keyhole estate?
Yeah, somebody better mark the time for Bob. 9:24, you better mark the time for Bob because he'll be furious if you don't bring him back to this. Wash them dishes, Bob. Wash them dishes.
So there's people or power looking through the keyhole at Russia because it's available?
We didn't say keyhole. We don't know why you are.
Oh, okay.
You know, the architecture in Russia, Ion, the doors often look like a keyhole.
We didn't say keyhole. We don't know why you are.
Keyhold, right?
Keyhold, past tense.
No, keyhold estate.
Are you saying H-O-L-D?
We still are.
I don't know.
I think that means a type of investment, a keyhold investment.
He really went to Lafferty's to get ice cream, and he didn't tell Carolyn, so you can't blame him for that. It's so much wonderful fun, because now he can just talk about everything and hide it all in plain sight. Then we can blame Bob for telling the tales out of school. It'll be great fun. We'll enjoy it verbosely.
So if you have any investments in mortgages, you should sell them, correct?
You should have already sold them.
And anything, if you have an investment with a company that begins with a V that you've been thinking about selling that has, like, a municipal bond, but it has...
Before the 16th day of this month.
Thank you. That's what I've been thinking, that I needed to sell it.
If the King holiday passes you, you better look at it again.
I'll call them tomorrow morning. Is there something that we should all invest that would do well, or should we get our money out of the market totally?
Oh, we don't care. We don't care. Whatever you like. It doesn't matter.
I know. if we want to make some money.
We'd say buy Southern, but it's actually kind of high right now. So what you going to do?
Still SO.
Hey, what about getting endorsements or sponsorships? Would it be better for me to buy stock or to just get endorsed by a company?
Neither. Pay your own way. Endorse yourself. Endorse yourself, then when you make it, you can deduct it off as a expense. Save your capital gain exposure.
All right. That's a very Yogati independent way to do. I like that.
Cold blood in the nigga. That's right.
That's right. Ain't no love.
So SO is kind of high right now, but it's something to keep watching.
It'll split.
Really?
Really, yes.
Now that's utilities, Ion. What's up? Why would SO split?
To lower their price so more people can buy it.
And that's got something going on that's different than other companies that are in the same business, the same product, type of product. There's something special about SO?
Isn't this similar to what the Confederacy used with the Union, the conjugating things?
The headquarters are in Atlanta.
I've got to ask it a different way. I can't help you, Gene, because you know me. I don't know about political or world stuff.
No, that's all right. We can move on, too.
You can go to something different? Is that what you're saying?
Sure. I'm drawing a blank at the moment. I don't know what. Well, again, like Bob says, I'm being distracted by Ion's non-response, but it's always good to change it up.
I wish I wasn't muted.
You are not muted.
No, I thought I was.
No.
Is that Trina?
I'm here.
Of course you're not muted. You haven't been muted. You asked to be asked about mutation, so don't blame us with your little part.
All right.
What about SO? Do you not know?
I don't know anything about SO.
Well, look up SO. Then you'll know about SO. So
I'm trying my crazy computer.
them chip bodies, that's going to end in tears. But it's good because esoterically it frees up your mind so your mind can do better autonomic things. You don't have to think anymore. Your lucky box thinks for you. So that's a trick. But it's a good trick because now you don't have to think about it. You still went to school to learn things. Now you just got to know how to punch the button. Hit the button. That's why you learn Sudoku. You can do Sudoku. You can live in a new world of ascension.
Okay, it says, SO is a strong buy. And the website is a Superstock screener. I'll go to that.
But we just said it was high, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
So they get strong buy out of high. Interesting. Unless you knew there was a stock split, that would only be good news, wouldn't it? What's the after hours VIX say? Look at the offline after hour trading of the VIX.
Is Comcast and AT&T going to be good?
Or wallpaper, yes.
Oh, no. What they do now. Is it going to be better this year?
No.
Is it ever going to get better between Comcast and AT&T, or should I sell?
It's going to get much better, and it's going to be yummy wallpaper.
Ian, do we have to own something to be able to sell it? Should we maybe have possession of that thing before we start asking marketing questions about it?
We don't care because you're buying it with fiat money, so we don't care. I mean, you're buying it with debt, so who's the fool? You're buying the world with somebody else's debt.
Well, I'm not.
How fucked up is that, huh?
Yeah.
The reason I laughed when you said for wallpapers, because we're in the middle of wallpapering this morning.
We know that sticky, sticky, self-gluey glue is sticky glue stuff. Glue. But sometimes if you treat the wall with an acid, like a weak boric acid or a super weak hydrochloric acid, it'll make it take better. Didn't you consider this?
We've had all kinds of problems. The wallpaper keeps falling off and curling up.
You got to treat the wall with acid first so it's thicker with stick. You got to get the goo off before it'll stick because you're not permeating the stasis. You got to break the outer layer. That's why you're having to redo it. We didn't mean to be glib or cliche. We were just trying to point it out.
So we put something called sizing on the wall now.
No. That just covers it more. You should take an acid and wash it so it'll stick.
Okay.
You use sizing to repair it if it's already curling.
So
and if you don't know what you're doing, why in the world are you hanging wallpaper?
We've hung lots of other wallpaper and it was fine. This stuff is like the demon wallpaper.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hey, Ion. It's Allison. I think you guys probably heard this, that if we knew how to place a duco, it would have something to do with ascension. Did you say that, Ion? Playing Sudoku, which is a numbers game.
Yes. You don't have to think about it. They fit. You're just trying to fit the pattern, the order. The chip body's thinking for you. You don't have to think anymore. Your mind can do autonomic things. So all you have to know is to push the buttons to find where, which order to put the sets of nine in the box and up and down. Okay? So if you're able to do that, then it changes the way you consider and work the labyrinth. So the computer, the chip body, can think. Although some of you have Googlers from hell, it's the Empire striking back. The Googler won't tell you what you must know that you empirically require the knowing of immediately, post-haste, right now, so too done. And if I had it right now, it'd be too late. Somebody cue up Yo Gotti before it goes to exploding because it doesn't really make any difference anymore. We can play Bob's new favorite, Nigger Won't It. It's a beautiful tune. So the mind cannot get past that, so it doesn't have to. So once it doesn't have to, then it can do autonomic things, and the chip body can think for you. Once you just become the perfunctory task of working the puzzles, that's all you have to do.
So we can occupy the mind, get it out of our way, and get on
Wall
with
Street.
It.
Wall Street, yes.
Oh, occupy the suits and ties in my mind. I love it.
So what's the consensus on the satay with the pot stickers or no?
It is not good, Ian. The consensus is that I want to try both options, and I will let Michael know what he needs to go back to the store to get more of. And I
You hollered at him. So.
And he didn't get it. He went to the store. He came back with nothing.
Well, send his ass back.
I know. He said that you're just saying these things to pick on him. I said, well, we'll tell him.
Uh-huh. Well, so wait till he wants to get all cuddly, and you'll see how. We'll see what he get next to. We'll see what he wants to get next to then.
Where's my
cilantro? You didn't bring me anything? Okay, darling, then I'm not going to bring you anything.
That's damn right.
Sarah, do you really like pickles and brie combination?
Oh, I'm telling you what. I really want this satay and the pot stickers right now. Oh, Everybody wants cilantro on their satay. Everybody wants peanuts chopped up. Go, Michael.
What's the name of the dipping sauce that you put the pot stickers in?
Hoisin sauce.
Oh,
it depends.
No, do satay.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling him. Now I'm like, that's what I got to have.
And don't get the cheap one. Get a good brand or you'll be sad.
No, for sure. No, that's what I said. That's what I was yelling. Because I want peanuts chopped on it, too.
Okay.
And the cilantro. Then you set through in the cilantro. That's.
Yeah, but some people think cilantro tastes like soap, but we like.
People think cilantro tastes like soap?
Ina Garten does.
I mean, you got to go with Paula Deen if you want to know what something tastes like. Ina's more
that's
about
true.
This
that's
presentation.
True.
She'll spit on something to make it look like it's shinier for the picture.
That's right. And it looks like soap. It looks like soap.
It probably is if it's on that show. You know, that's really the problem with America today, that Paula Deen lost her place and they tried to replace her with Ina. And now it's just competitive.
Nah, it's not competitive. She's not competing. She just,
no, I mean the foodies. They're all, now it's just all chopped and cutthroat.
It's not even that. They're just trying to decide if nigger's okay or not. If it is, okay. If it's not, then move on. That's all.
Yeah, that's crazy. How did anybody even find out that she said that?
There was a lady who sued her for harassment, for discrimination in her restaurant. And in a deposition with Bubba, her brother, she admitted that in her past history she had used demonstrative slang, demagogues, in her history. Well, she beat the lady in the harassment suit, but then the lady took her sworn affidavit deposition and said, see, Paula Deen did say nigger. And then if Paula Deen said, no, I didn't say it, then she lied it under oath in a deposition, and she's in trouble. And if she doesn't, then she lost her network over a few $1,000,000. And Bubba Hires lost his restaurant and everything. But the lady and son's doing great, no question. It's okay. She got a new network because she's a dean. She's going to be all right. The deans have it. It's going to be all right. We'll see to it.
Oh, you made a reference to her being agoraphobic, and I don't know where I heard about that, but I never hear people talk about that. Is it her relationship with the camera helped her be able to get out?
No. She had Jamie and Bobby, and she had a husband that she got rid of. He's okay now, but he was bad then. She couldn't get past certain things, or certain things that would work and certain things that wouldn't. When it didn't work, she shut him off. So in controlling her empire got smaller and smaller and smaller until it came to the inside of the windowsill. Not even inside the window, inside the windowsill she couldn't get to, because she couldn't control that. And if it kept on, it would end up like Mary Hartman under the closet, you know, or under the kitchen sink. Mary Hartman. It would finally have ended up there, but she got help. And now when she did the bag lady, which was she was starving to death, they didn't have any money, they had to do something, she started making really good food in her kitchen that she controls. Then her son pimped out Jamie and Bobby to go sell this food to offices who couldn't go out and get good food, you know, nice salads and nice sandwiches and stuff. So she became the bag lady and sons. And then it became the lady and son. She got rid of the bag. And then it turned into greasy grits, gravy, and collard greens. And it began. But she had to come past that. And when this happened again, then it all of a sudden it hit again. Because, see, Michael Groover was good for her, but it was a big thing. Because now all of a sudden she went back to no limits. And when she had no limits, that's what caused this again. It came up again when you had no bounds, no limits. Millions of dollars was foreign to her, and all of a sudden the world got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden it got where she couldn't control it again. When she was in her little kitchen, she could control it.
Is it always going to be a personalized thing that helps people balance freedom?
Your eternity is always personal.
Well,
if you have any devils that taunt you, then they're going to taunt you. But when you say, come here, kiss me, slobber lips, I'm thirsty.
Right.
Then all of a sudden they disappear. The boogeyman goes away because he's like, fuck, he got me again. Call me on it. So if you got something troubling you, you get to the end of your rope, don't tie a knot and hang on. Turn loose. You're 6 inches off the ground.
But she's okay now.
She's been okay all along. She has a whole new network. Now she's
no longer
to have a palatial-based relationship with the food network in Knoxville, Tennessee. She slung them dogs off, too. Now she's got her own gig. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. It's all good.
I won't cry no more about it.
Oh, you should never. She's going to be fine. The mistake she made is she took it personal. She should have never meant it being about Paula Deen. She should have made it been about the Paula Deen empire. If she'd have spent her time, just like Queen Victoria and just like you on your throne, ascended and not give a fuck about what people think and move on with your life, then it would have been a non sequitur. But instead, she paused, and that pause she caught it in the ass.
Because she specifically didn't turn around, show her ass, and say, come on, booger,
we'd have got right on,
it
we would have went and got on right on today's show. We said, Matt Lauer, nigger, 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 nigger. Matt Lauer, nigger. Did you hear what we said? We said nigger. We said nigger. Mm-hmm. Everybody on this planet has said the damn word nigger. Nigger, nigger loving Jew. Yeah,
that's
okay,
the thing.
Nigger
there's
loving
no
Jew.
Way
what's
that,
what's
there's no way she
thing.
Didn't grow up with that colloquially on,
for, who didn't?
Crying out loud. I'm 35,
said,
and my parents
go.
Did that. And their parents didn't know better. Honestly, growing up in Alabama, that is
what's
what
better?
My grandpa
what's
called
better? It's just
black
a word.
People.
It's just a word. They can't even mm-hmm. decide. We're black. We're of color. We're not nigger.
Right.
We're
if she had said colored people, it would have been a different lawsuit. That's it. But
so
she was I mean, she probably was struggling to figure out what
that.
Word to use.
Well, don't struggle with it. Just come and say, what word do you prefer? You don't like nigger? Okay. And we've had great fun playing with great levity about it. We play with it straight out because that ain't stops it because there ain't no question here. And there is no bigotry in our world at all. But if we had bigotry, it wouldn't be based on a word.
What about kike, though? I don't hear that thrown around much, and I don't understand where that came from.
It's like a kike or a whop or,
Polak. Italian, but kike, I mean, because people say Jew as the derogatory phrase. It's like, no, there's a better one.
It's no,
like,
it's in negotiating.
Sure
they just in negotiating, they're just trying to Christian them down.
Mm-hmm. Christ worship.
Instead of Jewing them down, you have to Christian them down. But see, it's not even about that, because if you come back, it's that battle of coming back. Where did you come from? Where did you come from? You came from God. If you're having that conversation and you get back to God, okay, go. If you don't get back to God, if you get stuck in some ancient Samaritan Hebrewoid, then run, because then you might be an Israel dark instead of an Israelite. This is so much fun. How y'all liking this, having no Bob?
No, is that in Jeremiah where he talks about
yes.
the daughter? Yeah, the cloud of anger. I love that. I'm like, all of a sudden everything is the daughter of Zion instead of Zion. And then, lo, the cloud of anger of the Lord engulfs or envelops the daughter. I love that. I was like, oh, did you say something? Jump into my cloud. Little cold season playground. I love it.
And an angel of the Lord smote them completely.
Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Yeah. So we'd like to thank our kind sponsor, the Powder Milk Biscuit Company, for sponsoring this hour of the Mutt Nine Show.
Everybody,
thank you.
Everybody
wants to say
they're
but they're not, boy.
Okay, everybody should use the word nigger today in one sentence for someone you love.
Oh, yeah.
I'm your
relative, if possible.
All right, I'm going to go see how my nigger's doing with that wallpaper downstairs.
There you go. Excuse me, whose little nigger are you? That's right.
I'm going to eat my pasta and say, nigger, this is good.
You go to a nice restaurant, you walk in and say, what's up, my nigga? That'd be great.
Mm-hmm, but they not, boy. That's for real right there. That's for real. Everybody can get on Instagram and make their body look like what they want you to think it looks like, so nobody care what their body looks like.
They just want to know if it'll nut and if it can make me nut. That's all.
Yeah, and they want to know if it will, if the other person viewing it is going to think that it will make them nut. They don't even try to live up to the presentation anymore. Instagram's almost as out of hand as this Christmas thing.
It's Tango.
Ion, what about Old Dirty? Are you a fan of Old Dirty? Or Old Cyrus?
Yeah, it's good, and Little Boozy's fine, too.
Is there a preference for independent artists, or is it just that they're all good?
No, we pick and choose based on the knower.
Is there really a song, Nigger Want It? I keep typing it in. I can't find it.
Actually, it was made for Bob. There's a little snippet on the YouTube, but actually Bob owns it. He made it for Bob.
Okay.
Not out yet, but there's a snippet of it.
Oh.
Wendy, I like
song?
You and your little boozy. I thought it was really good.
When I did that, I was purposely keeping all kind of rap and fun and stuff out of my voice. I was just trying to put out the words without my
own
emotion.
It was great. But when you said bitch, that was when I could tell you really felt it. You're like, I know this word. I know how to say it.
It was great. It was great. See, it's such a libertine position because then all of a sudden now there's no dogma with it. It's like, you mean it's okay to say nigger bitch? You can say that? Yeah, it's okay. Rent the veil in two, it will.
Letting go of our view of what these words mean, just saying whatever is going to rip the veil in two.
The criterion that drives it isn't a criterion that anyone else supports.
It doesn't matter if anybody supports it.
They don't support it. That's
the
point.
If they actively don't, you'll go even farther.
It sounds like you're in quite a busy place, Ion. There's lots of voices behind you.
Always, always, always.
Well, with Old Dirty, I always wanted to ask about his 23rd chapter song. I just wondered if there's anything to squeeze there along with the revelations.
Hit the lyrics and see and see.
Yeah, I'm in the tub right this second. I don't want to misquote it, so I will bring that up first chance I get.
What's it called, Sarah?
It's Old Dirty Bastard. I think it's like 23rd chapter of maybe Revelation. I'm not sure. No, okay, wait. What is it? Because my friends were all in a band called 23rd Chapter, but it was based on a song lyric from Old Dirty Bastard that was about the Book of Revelations. I'll have to research it to find the exact song. When Old Dirty Bastard changes his name to Old Cyrus, is that a pun on Osiris?
Do.
Was he, and he isn't familiar with the book of going forth by day?
He's not that smart.
Okay, and then because he's not that smart, is he an employable conduit of hire?
Chances are.
Mm-hmm. We don't know why we're here, but no one else came, and you called us.
So, Ion, I have just noticed recently, and I thought it was just my computer because it's really old, but I've heard other people mention it. It's like we used to get on the Internet and type something in, and it would pop up. But all of a sudden now, it's like you type something in, and it just leads you down a rabbit hole, one crazy site after another and ads coming up all over.
That's your cookies in your server. You change your server, you won't have all that.
Oh, okay. I wondered if it was something going on in the world of computer, but
it is in your server. It is.
Now,
okay.
When you say server, is that
your provider? Your provider.
Okay. And
like I use Shaw. And so it would be them. I could switch to Rogers or something.
Yes. And put up a little better firewall that doesn't allow it to distract you all over the place. They can help you with it.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, thanks for coming to the audition. This is Payday. I'm in charge. Go. Hello?
Who is this?
Tim.
Do you have a question for Ion?
Ion, can you tell me about the moving particles that I see through my lying eyes?
Of course. They're filters of the reality that you won't embrace. And so you get remnants. If you can't have first quality, you get remnants.
Is there a way I can go about changing it?
Lather, rinse, repeat. Get over your biases. You have so much that you already know that is, that is not. And you base on what you know, based on what you knew. What you knew is not what you know. And you're trying to find out what you know by looking at what you knew. It's a white-knuckle flight. Get over all those biases. Drink things different. See things different. Change things.
Can you tell me about the 42 that I see everywhere?
It's the answer to life. It's the number of amino acids that you desire. The degree your lipids should change. The number of orgasms you'd like to enjoy.
It's my first time. It's like my heart's beating a million.
Are you almost ready to nut? This is fun.
Always.
Good.
Do you remember a time, Tim, when 42 showed up?
almost right. every day. Anytime I look to see what time it is, it's 42. If a truck goes by me, it has a 42 on it. People just come into the room and yell out 42. I look back and I see where I've used 42 in a lot of places or using it as a number, didn't realize it. So it's like now it's just jumping out everywhere.
Yep, 42. And you check with non-physical and guess what non-physical said? 42.
Okay. Well, that's it for me for now. Thank you very much, Aya.
You're very welcome. Come back and play all the time.
I will from now on.
Hey, is there an advantage to changing dimensions in your world?
No.
Are they just different?
Yes.
Did I pass through a gate to another dimension?
Yes.
Did I disappear in front
no.
of anyone? Okay, did I show up in front of anyone?
Yes.
So all those people that showed up right after that happened, I just kind of bleeped in?
Yes, good.
Awesome.
Well, come on, let's play rapid fire. It's good.
A couple weeks ago.
No.
No?
We want to play rapid fire. You ask quick questions, and we give you quick answers. Bam, 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 and you cover a lot of territory. And you can go back later and get what all the answers were. Ta-da!
Okay. Could you get rid of my coworkers?
Yeah.
All right. Get that done. Are there any recordings I should buy from Bob?
No. You should have bought them all already. So if you haven't already, what are you asking us?
Well, you're non-physical.
Wait now. If you're engaged by any of them, you should have already owned them. You shouldn't wait to own them. If you're waiting to own them, then there's a block. So wait till you do. Not, then you don't have to ask us. You just do what pleases you.
Did you switch a couple of my recordings around?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the part of rapid fire is that it should be rapid. Let's go.
Has Portaline changed since there
yes.
are no more kingdoms?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Am I from one of the 12 tribes of Israel?
Of course, silly Bob. You already know that. We've answered that about 9,000,000 times already. You damn Hebrewoid, you're from the tribe of Anagatabadi.
That's all I got on my question list, Ion.
Yay, go smoke a fatty.
What tribe am I from?
Ephraim.
Yes, very good.
The Mormons, right.
But blessed with Abraham am I, because I came here previously blessed by faith. So that means that Abraham is kind of in servitude to me. Is that correct?
If you want it to be, you can have it in your kingdom.
I'm not power tripping on
Abraham,
that.
The true
I'm not power tripping on that. I'm saying it like
we're
a reassuring
glad.
Thing.
Okay.
Like the elemental, I create the miracles. God is everything, and then it's up to me to employ those things or motivate those things, move them.
And all is well. It's not weary. It's good.
Well, Ion, the 12 tribes are somehow related, or metaphorically at least, related to the 12 sets of 12,000
double helix RNAs, yes.
And that implies like the tribes are merging in some way.
They are. They're going back to where they were before they were divided into 12 sets of 12,000.
Is it useful to look at that back as like tribes? There were small communities.
They were variegated segregations of your power as God,
yeah.
divided equally among the 12 tribes to bring you back to getting your power back as God. That's what you're trying to do. And that's the only representation that the tribes lay out is how to get you back to God.
So when I think of one double helix strand, I think of Adam and Eve, first man, first that that division, the first division of our power?
Not really, not so much. I mean, you're just going. You're fine. Now you're going to start arguing of where you separated yourself from power. No, get back to God.
Just get back to the merging. Just merge. So we don't really care what tribe we're from either. Then is it useful to consider what tribe we're from?
You most absolutely don't care which tribe. You just want to get your tribes back with the others. If you got to know which one you are so you know how to get them all, the rest of them back together, okay, fine, but that's not why you're asking, is it?
Might be fun to make up some stories about our tribes along the way, just for fun.
That's what they did in a lot of the Old Testament.
So getting back to God is getting our blood to be in the state of the Lamb's blood. So when we get our blood sorted out, we're back to God.
Ew.
And we're doing that with the RNA products and the living water.
And you're doing wonderful. I mean, you're actually doing amazing because you look at your body now and you're already way cooler than you were already, eh? And you don't have to do all that other bull hockey crap stuff you used to have to do and eating this and green that and crap.
The only thing I have to do, Ion, that is somewhat new in the last couple of years is I have to have red beef, and it has to be like steak, not hamburger or something, or I get really, really weak. So if I don't have that at least every 5 days, I guess, I start to get really weak.
Yeah, we told you more protein, and we good. It's good, yeah. You're going to have it a little more often than that and have it about medium. It's great.
I would eat it almost every day if it were available to me every day.
It is if you like it.
Okay, I'll get more of it. Thank you.
Ion, will the changes on living water affect the body be subtle or dramatic?
Some like a lion, some like a lamb.
Depending on our bias?
Yes, and where you start, yes.
Ion, just now with Jean, you responded to her saying strands of RNA. Did you mean RNA or DNA?
The information is what's changing. It's the RNA that affects the DNA. So if you don't change the RNA, you don't have a clue as to what they are.
So the 144,000 double helix strands of DNA will be made up of all new RNA.
New information, which is the RNA.
New information, yeah, okay. Back in August, Ion, you made a comment to Bob about his five bodies that are now dead and buried. You questioned him about why is he not sharing everything about them. Is it the five bodies or the mystery landscape, even the bad stuff? Has he shared so far, or is there still more information?
Oh, no, we've talked about the world's falling, collapsing, companies going out, money changing, banks falling, landscape ripping you at the seams, things to buy, don't buy, own this, don't own this, go out, get rid of your silver, don't hold silver contracts, they're all but gone, swap your gold for silver every time it went down, the wave, rain, the Pineapple Express, the caldera turning over, the Mississippi River running backward, Joplin falling again from the mystery landscape from Ferguson, the triad that runs from that same area, and how it changes and questions everything about it, and how the European Union is going to fall, how Greece wasn't going to invest in the first place, how your money's going to end up in Kuala Lumpur, and you probably should bank at Maybank. Yeah, we already did all that.
And it's already done.
So far.
How's the Suez Canal going, by the way?
Slowly.
And Ion, there's interesting, there's a show, a series on the History Channel called Revelations, End of Days. Did you have anything to do with that?
Yes, but don't tell anybody because Bob didn't get the credit for it. You know how cross he gets.
Would you agree with what is being shown as accurate?
No, because Paul Raymond changed it a bit because little men can't accept it straight on. But we get up to the edge of it. You know what I'm saying? We get it up to static, and then we kind of let it go from there.
So it doesn't tell the full story, and it's more negative than what actually is.
We don't care about positive or negative. We don't care. But
right.
Then we also say nigger, and it's okay with us, so it's okay.
Is the fact that it's on, is it the Android being trying to prepare the little man for things that are coming?
Or get them out of their little man's state. Maybe sometimes the world will get such a place that the little man decides not to be here. And they're not going to be here, so they might as well go ahead and go. And if that's what it takes, okay, kill them all.
So then that part is accurate in the story of that, what they're
saying. Yes, it is very, it's going to end very badly for those who don't attend, yes.
But that's already done, too.
Exactly. That's why it's kind of old news, but it's still fun, though.
So, Ion, these 12 tribes... Is this 12 different pieces of information that is feeding our DNA?
It's 12 different that divided it. So you're taking something that was perfect and you parsed it down. Now you're trying to reanimate it, put it back together, and you're asking if it's information or a thread or a bind or a cue or a mark. And we go, yes, it's all those things. But it's information that brings you back to your place as God. So it's all those things that you're asking about, however relevant, but they're also not subversively placed in a position where if you knew how the breadcrumbs fell, we could just say, pick up those same breadcrumbs and you're back to where you started. But it's never quite like that, is it? You get to swim in it a little bit as we go. But we've gotten you out of your mind, and that's good, and we're getting it where it's relative, and that's good. And so also be okay.
That pattern, it's a pattern, it's very, very simple.
It's Sudoku.
It's dropping the little man personality.
Persona.
And then you can see the pattern easily.
Hey, Ion, those who figured out how to get to other worlds, do they still ascend?
Certainly.
Do their bodies die? Do their meat sacks die?
No.
If they're in other worlds, their meat sacks don't expire?
That's correct.
So the meat sacks only expire if you're in this world?
No, it can expire in another world, but just because you go to another world doesn't mean you get rid of your meat sack. You're still eternal either way.
I was watching the last season of Fringe. In the last season, Walter Bishop is in this apartment, and there's a portal there. And they couldn't see the portal with their eyes, so he knew how to get to it by retracing his steps in a certain order, in a certain pattern. But the observers could see it with their eyes. So is that how portals normally look? Like we can't
yes.
see with our
yes.
eyes, but...
Yes, that's right, but you will be able to. Walter could. You just got to dim it down. You have to make it question everything, make it simple, simple, simple. Walter was very complex, but every answer he ever came up with was simple.
That pocket that he went into, was that another world, or was that just like an in-between space?
A little bit of both. It was overhang.
And those pockets exist here, too, do they?
But of course.
So for those who have portals in their homes, many of them probably can't see it with their eyes. If they do happen to go through it, do they go into another world that looks very similar to the one they're usually in? Or does it look strangely different?
You need to qualify what you're asking.
Say those people who have portals in their homes, or if they do go through a portal wherever they how do they know they're in another world? Can they tell they're in another
exactly.
world?
Exactly. See, that's the reason we say we had to qualify it, because that happens all the time. And you're asking, if that happens, do they know it? And we go, well, it happens all the time. And it would be like saying, okay, if you're breathing right now and you're breathing oxygen and other, every other element in the atmosphere, if the atmosphere changes, how do you know that the air has changed? We really don't. It won't be discernibly noticeable unless the argon level reaches a certain level where you start noticing it, or you can't become short of breath, or if the hydrogen level increases and you get a richer volume, then all of a sudden you start breathing easier because your body's oxidizing and getting better. So you won't know until you do.
Those people who were on the planes and with the planes going to other worlds, do they know right away that something is off?
No, they do not. When they landed in Hanoi, they didn't have a clue.
So as far as they're concerned, they're in their regular, normal world?
As some of them know it, yes. This is happening all the time anymore, and soon it'll be like other things. They just won't mention it anymore. It'll be commonplace. Oh, sorry, the plane didn't arrive. Okay, no problem.
But those who find it hard to adjust to, they seem to...
You have people in this world right here who can't adjust to this daylight savings time, so it's no different than any other thing.
So, Ion, when you said earlier that we're not hearing about planes disappearing in the Bermuda Triangle, we're now hearing about planes coming up missing on the other side of the world near Kuala Lumpur.
It's actually the completely other side of the world, if you look at it.
So are planes disappearing everywhere, and we're just not talking about Bermuda Triangle because it's highly suspicious?
It's taboo now. They can't charge for it down there. The high school girls are giving it away for free.
So now the planes in Kuala Lumpur area are being talked about?
Do. Sometimes the extra ones show up. Sometimes the extra ones show up. They don't talk about those at all. Where do you think the technology from the Airbus 380 actually came from? From another world. That wasn't here. It landed, and they came and took it apart and said, oh, my God, this is the best way to go, blah, 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 blah. They didn't say that. They didn't make that, oh, we had a plane, extra plane, hip, hip, hooray. Contact the other world. Let everybody know, Mom or Nim's all right. Mom or Nim's all right. She just came to this world. It's safe. It's okay. And we got this technology that we're going to make $1 trillion off of. Yeah, they don't talk about that.
Now you're implying, Ian, that that's a new technology rather than planes have been.
What? The Airbus 380 is a new technology.
So planes have been coming and going all the time, but now they're coming and going with new technology? Now there's a new kind of plane?
They're not talking about planes that arrive extra. One of the extra ones was an Airbus 380.
That was a new
plane. And a new plane that's now here now was taken apart from a plane coming from another world then.
And they reverse-engineered a plane that arrived, surprisingly arrived.
They took the one apart, and now they build that one that came from another world.
And what is so great about this new technology, this new one?
Nothing. It's just a better plane. It holds more people. It's lighter, more efficient. They took it and ran with it. It slips through portals seamlessly, apparently.
Do they not ask where the plane came from?
Yes, but they certainly didn't put it on 60 Minutes, did they?
And if the people are ascended, can't they come back to where they want to go and maybe take somebody else with them if they want to?
It happens every day.
That's what I thought. Okay.
And therefore, we are totally happily and forever in complete.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
TPS.
Thank you.